Now we have to figure out who won. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's a ceasefire in Lebanon, sort of, and I keep hearing that Hezbollah is claiming victory, that by avoiding complete extermination, they beat Israel. Hezbollah beat Israel. Based on the pictures I've seen of southern Lebanon, even the ones that weren't photoshopped, Israel pretty much wasted a lot of Hezbollah territory. And in the grim scoring of warfare, if you've thrown in your lot with an army that's supposed to defend you against an enemy, and that enemy basically cuts your territory to pieces, it's got to be hard to call that a victory for your side. But of course, Hezbollah thrives by convincing its constituents that victory is in martyrdom, as long as you can bring some of the enemy down with you. So now there's a ceasefire, which means Hezbollah gets time to rearm, Israel gets time to reevaluate its tactics, so that when this ceasefire fails like all the others have, both sides can convince themselves next time will be different. Unless democracy truly kicks in Lebanon. There's already a vigorous debate in Israel over the way the war was run, but what if Hezbollah's constituents in South Lebanon held a similar debate? What would Hezbollah run on? Elect us? We started a war that set you back 30 years? Elect us? We'll fire missiles from the roof of your house? Elect us? Doctored photos of your bombed neighborhoods will help us recruit more jihadists? At some point, you'd think that even people who detest Israel would get tired of being props for aspiring martyrs. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Okay, Dave, thanks much.
Good. Thanks, Michael.
Yes, sir.